You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Welcome back. It's More Perfect Marketing. I'm your host, David Baer, and today we're going to be talking about generating leads for your business. This is a topic that I'm constantly observing interesting, in quotes, lead generation attempts out there. Probably the most classic bad lead gen that I've seen is going to trade shows or to fairs or to consumer events and seeing businesses giving away things that have nothing to do with their business, like win an iPad or, you know, win a trip to some resort or something where, you know, the company is in HVAC installation or some business that has absolutely nothing to do with what they're giving away. And the problem with this is that they're not identifying their ideal client, somebody who is aligned with what their business does. So really all they're doing is they are collecting names and addresses and phone numbers or whatever other contact information, email addresses, of people who may or may not have any interest in what they do. They could easily go out and, you know, go into the phone book and collect everybody's name and phone number there, and it would be just as valuable to them. So the point of this episode is really to talk about how do you align your lead generation with the thing that you are offering on the back end, whether that's your product or your service, or for businesses that are just starting up and may not even have the product or service in mind, maybe promoting something on behalf of someone else. Maybe you're in, you know, the blogging space and you don't really have something to sell. Well, there's tons of ways for you to make offers of items that aren't your own. Even if you're in a brick-and-mortar situation and you have a single offer, one of the things that I highly recommend to my clients in that situation is to find affiliate products to promote as well that are closely aligned with what it is that you do. So if you're in a wellness situation, you know, maybe there's some supplements that you want to recommend and endorse and drive traffic to. Whatever it may be, the point is that you want to have alignment between what you're using to attract your ideal customer and the thing that you're going to ultimately be leading them to once they become a captured lead. Basically, what we're talking about is building a list by aligning that list with what you have on the back end. So let's think a little bit about what it is that you want to do in constructing your lead magnet. First, you want to sort of think about what is the thing that you are selling or promoting on the back end of that lead magnet. So, you know, for my financial advisor clients, they are selling, quote unquote, selling an appointment, a let's sit down and talk about your financial goals. That's what they're doing. Now, they're ultimately selling some form of service, but it's usually not clear what they're ultimately going to offer a prospect until they've had that conversation. And so really what we're guiding somebody toward in the lead magnet is, all right, you know, you have a problem. The problem might be around planning for your kids' college. It might be planning for your own retirement. It might be making sure that you have enough money to retire with. It might be making sure that you have the proper systems in place to properly distribute your money to your family. Any number of things, right? And so the premise is, let's teach you about that. Let's help you overcome that problem by telling you the things you need to know. And then the next logical step after that, and that might be delivered in, you know, a video, it might be a webinar, it might be a PDF download or some form of case study, white paper, a checklist, a cheat sheet, any number of ways that you can deliver that information. But then the next obvious step is, okay, now that you know this, you know that there's more work to be done. And our recommendation as professional financial advisors is to come in, sit down, or join us on Zoom, sit down and talk to us about the specifics of your situation so we can help you come up with a plan. All right, so you see how the lead magnet is ultimately opening up the door to a next step. So let's say you're in a business where you really don't have clarity on where you're taking somebody because you have so many directions to take them, meaning you offer so many different things. One of the challenges here is that we think that we need to have a lead magnet aligned to everything that we do. And the answer is no. You probably should have multiple lead magnets, each directing people to different things depending on their particular needs. Remember, this really ought to be prospect-focused, not business-focused, right? You don't want to have the lead magnet saying, hey, download this PDF on why we're the most awesome dry cleaner in town. You want to have a lead magnet that says, five ways to get wine stains out of your white shirt, and that your solution, your dry cleaning business, is among the solutions that that you offer on that list. And perhaps it's positioned as the most logical solution after you present the other DIY options or other far more expensive options that just wouldn't make sense to the average person. And so there's an argument that logic suggests that, of course, they're going to go to you after reading the four other options. It's an obvious next step, right? That's what a lead magnet ought to do. Now, that was just one example in one industry. There's lots of ways to do some kind of lead magnet content that is going to help set up the next steps in the sale. So if you don't have a product or a service, though, And again, I'm speaking to folks who are, you know, in the blogging space or in the just list building space where they want to promote other offers. And this is a very common business model these days. In fact, you know, I have been looking at the statistics recently, and a lot of people who are looking to get out of their employment situation and start up some sort of side business are finding that it's a lot easier, instead of, you know, setting up a business and maybe buying a Shopify store and having to fill it with products, they're going into a less traditional, although it's becoming more common, less traditional business setup. Maybe it's finding ways to sell items on websites like Etsy or Amazon that they don't produce. Maybe they are sourcing those things, setting them up, maybe sending them into the Amazon FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon warehouse, and you know they're going on a weekend shopping spree to closeout stores, finding cool stuff that Amazon can sell on their behalf, and then they are shipping it off to Amazon to take care of all of the sales. That's a business model. But there's also this great business model of affiliate marketing. You'll see this if you ever type in something like, I did this recently with a chest freezer that we were looking to buy for our home. And I was looking for chest freezer reviews. And basically every single site that Google served up when I typed in, you know, chest freezer reviews were top 10 chest freezers or the best chest freezers for whatever the year was that I happened to type that in. All of these websites were affiliate sites. They were, how good their data was, I don't know, but they were comparison lists of different chest freezers and then pointing me to where I could buy them, all of which were affiliate links. Now, imagine if you had a business where you did this entirely and built a list around a particular subject, whether it's, you know, one of the big three: health, wealth or relationships. Those are sort of the most popular topics. And then you said to your list, great, now that I understand your pain, or now that I've identified your pain or your struggle through a lead magnet, like, you know, 5 ways to lose weight with the keto diet, or 5 great keto recipes, and then you send them off to a keto-related product. So you really need to get a sense of where you're going, ultimately, before you start building out that lead magnet. Again, this is great for local businesses. There's a classic model of bringing people into a chiropractic office, not through chiropractic, but actually through massage. A lot of chiropractors have a massage therapist either on staff or affiliated with them, and many people are going to be more accepting of or willing to try a massage rather than coming into a chiropractor simply because of the general public's knowledge of and opinion of the chiropractic world. And so it's a great model if you're a chiropractor to use a massage therapist as the bait, as the lead magnet to say, hey, are you struggling with, and it could be issues that seniors have, it could be issues that athletes have, it could be issues that somebody who has a change in life. Maybe it's a certain profession where you're lifting things all the time, and they market specifically people in that profession. If you're dealing with strain on your back, or you're finding that your lower back is making it more difficult, to pick things up, come in for a free massage, a free 20-minute massage, and then what's the massage therapist's job in that situation is to diagnose the problem and then make the recommendation that they also go over and see the chiropractor to have an adjustment, right? So this is the lead magnet into that space. What else do we see lead magnet-wise? Well, obviously, in other businesses that are dealing with wellness or health, it might be a free trial. It might be a gym membership trial. Come in for, X number of sessions for free. Or buy your first month for $1. Right? Those are lead magnets that align very clearly with the thing that is ultimately being sold, because it's giving somebody a trial offer. So you see how far more effective these can be than simply giving away an iPad and collecting names and addresses and email addresses. So alignment with where you're ultimately going is the key to success with lead magnets. And as always, I'll remind you, the more specific, the better. So I've given you examples just there with the chiropractic example of somebody who is dealing with job-related pain. Well, that's the lead magnet that I would create for that particular audience. Is all about, you're in this job, you are likely encountering this physical problem. Why don't you come in and see our massage therapist for a free massage? And you can do that over and over and over again for different audiences. But again, it's going to resonate far more if you're specific about who they are, what their pain is, and then make the recommendation for what your lead magnet is. All right, I think that's enough on the subject of aligning your lead magnet with the thing that you're ultimately selling on the back end. Key to success in getting the right kinds of leads into your sales funnel. I'm David Baer, and you've been listening to More Perfect Marketing. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you soon on another episode.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.